Hey, all you pet stylists, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird. Well, hello, everybody. Hi, groomers. Welcome to this mini pod episode of the Groom Pod. And this episode, we're going to be doing a little audio troubleshooting, which is really the whole point. And we're going to review a couple of handheld dryers that Barbara picked up. This is so exciting. So I'm glad you can join us. Let's see, I got to move something out of the way so I can see Barbara's beautiful face. So we have been having a horrible time with the audio with this new system that YouTube has come up with, which is extremely frustrating for me. And last week was just like the nail in the coffin because it was so horrible. It was dynamic. I forgot to put my hat on. Wait, here we go.
Wait a minute. That's your whole thing there.
There we go. The dynamic range between Barbara's voice and my voice was extreme, and I had to do some major adjusting, and then I did my very best adjusting to it, and by the time I got maybe 10 minutes in, I got a connection with a guy who's on my roller coaster podcast, the one that I had the last adventure with, and he said, you know, I have really powerful software editing platform, and if you send me your file, I can make it better. And so he did, but it set me back all of the editing I had already done. So I thought it was worth it to get a better sound, but he suggested we do this individual capturing of our audio. So that's what we're doing today. It's a whole new system, and I'm hoping it will level out our audio. We've all been there. Your appointment shows up and it's a matted mess. The products you choose can make a huge difference in the end result. The Ultramax line by Best Shot is the perfect solution. It was engineered for serious professionals to get dirty jobs done right. The Ultramax system starts with the shampoos. Ultramax Pro is a dilute as needed shampoo. Use it directly on the coat for degreasing, 15:1 for deep cleaning, 50:1 for light cleaning, or anything in between. It's perfect for recirculating bathing systems. And there's also Ultramax Clarifying Shampoo. Ultramax Pro Conditioner is so light but so powerful. It has Best Shot's special coat releasing technology for superior de-shedding and de-matting. It never adds drying time and works great in recirculators. And a body splash. The whole Ultramax line features a modern sweet pea fragrance. This isn't your grandma's perfume. It's delightful. Whether it's Ultramax, One Shot, Ultra Wash, or any of the Best Shot lineup, you can expect the finest quality and true performance. They'll help you make masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. Find Best Shot products at quality distributors and online at bestshotpet.com. In the meantime, Barbara has been shopping. I'm going to take my hat off so I can see.
You bet. My favorite thing. And, you know, and business deduction
That's
shopping.
That's the best kind.
On Amazon. Yeah. You know, like, okay, so, and I'm telling you, I've been, like, using Amazon Prime. I have some kind of a little packet out in front every day. You know what? They are bending over backwards to be the fastest, and they are. So here's the deal. We've had somewhere in our discussion on the Groom Pod, somebody asked about this dryer. And it looks like this. It's a dryer, and then it has a slicker brush top, and then it has the where the air comes out. I went on Amazon, and there's several vendors selling this made in China doohickey. So it sounded like it would be a good option for drying faces of timid dogs and dogs that had issues with the drier air around their faces. Certainly, even though we have a lot of options, I have three very different high-velocity dryers. I have an X-Power stand dryer, and then I have a handheld human dryer on a groomer's arm at my table. So I have got a lot of options, but we're still struggling with how to take care of some of these dogs that are just a pain in the butt to do their faces. They're so frayed. So I selected the Kubia, and I paid $28 for it. And it came in 2 days, and we liked it. But the one thing I wondered right away, I thought, why did they put the air flow underneath the brush? It ought to be above the brush. Because you brush and then you dry, that doesn't make any sense, right? You sort of want the air to be on there as you brush. And the other thing I noticed right away is that it's very fat. It's really too fat down there to be comfortable. So to use it comfortably, you need to hold it up here, which is not a big deal. But the first thing you do is go grab it like that and you say, oh, this isn't going to work for me because it's going to hurt my old hands. It's very lightweight, by the way. Oh, that's what I didn't do. I didn't weigh these suckers, but it's very lightweight. It doesn't have a swiveling cord, but the cord doesn't put stress on your hand. So that's good. It's a slicker brush, kind of a medium-sized slicker brush, and the pins all have coating at the tips. It's kind of white balls. So it's coat-friendly.
Is it effective? Does it go through the coat like a brush? Or
yeah.
Some of those coated slicker brushes are ineffective. They don't really work.
Hard to drag through the hair. Yeah, it has that issue on some coats. But the thing of it is, you know, you kind of adjust to what you're using. You know, it doesn't adjust to you. It's like I adjusted the way I hold it. What I like to do is use the air by itself sometimes and just let an area get full air and then brush a little more. And then, you know, so I do that. And it's got a high or low option for the air. So this would be, I should have, too bad I don't have something that I can blow. Well, here's a little hairball. Found a little hairball. Not hard to find around here. Well, I just cleaned out that slicker, so here's the hair. That's not too much air. You notice that the hair is, it's hardly blowing. It's blowing up to my hand. It's not ineffective. It's quiet. Here's full force. And it's, yeah, see, it's blowing that piece of hair. It won't hang down at all. It's right up to my hand. Mostly, we use it on full bore. And it's not, even then, it's like half or less of what my hand held.
Thank you. That's really loud. So you use it full bore?
So we use it full bore. The power is about half of what my handheld hair dryer is at full flow, right?
Yes.
But actually, it's Yvonne's favorite. Here's the other one. It has, you know, it has this thing, looks like a paw, right? Here's the air comes out of these things.
Okay.
So this one has the air above the brush. So I thought, well, I can get that. So for $28.35, actually 36 more cents than the Kubia, I bought the Petaum, P-E-T-A-U-M. And it comes with, you can either buy the pin brush for $28.35, or for $50, you can buy the pin brush head and then another top that is a slicker brush, so that you could have both if you're willing to double the price. I wanted to see the pin brush because I actually prefer working with pin brushes. Now, the pins on this one have little rounded balls, and I'm not always really in love with ball tip tools, but it is hair friendly unless it gets worn down. So you see, this one is bigger, it's longer, but it's thinner.
I can see that now.
And it's really more hand friendly. Let me just say that. Now, this one has a number of features. For one thing, you can just take off the head and you have a little more full air. And it just snaps in there. There it is again. And this one has a warm and cool airflow. It has an airflow switch up here, warm or cool. And then it has two speeds, so it pushes more volume. So this is what it's like. That's what it's like on full bore. Yeah. No, I don't have anything to test for that. Air. It's a little less airflow than the Kubia.
It's a little quieter.
No, it's not, actually.
Oh, it sounded quieter on this side.
Well, let me do a DB test, okay?
Do that.
Can I do that?
Yeah, do it.
On my phone, I have a handy decibel measure thing. App. We call them apps.
Yeah.
I call them things. Yeah, okay, now wait a minute. I'm going to find it. Going to find it. Yeah, yeah. Sound meter, DB. Well, come to me, baby. Okay, so here's my sound meter. Whoops. Okay, and so you see in regular talking, I'm running between 80 and 90 dBs. And here's our dryer. That's full. That's slow speed. Okay, now we're...
Okay, we can't read that, though. What does that say? Take a look at it yourself and then tell us. No.
Okay, well, I have to do it again. Yep. Wait, I will, here. Okay, so this says 93 dBs.
Oh, interesting. Wow, that's louder than I expected.
Yeah, so here's the other one.
Okay.
85, you know. So the Kubia is a little less loud than the Pet-Ohm. Another thing on the Pet-Ohm that I would like is that it has a swiveling cord attachment.
Oh, that's always nice.
So that's always nice, and it has a little doohickey here. I think the professional term for this is doohickey.
Doohickey, yes, yes, I believe you're right.
Yeah, it's a doohickey, and I think you can hang it by that.
Okay.
Instead of hanging it by the cord. Why else would they have that doohickey?
Yeah, that's a doohickey for hanging stuff.
So that's two ways in which they're different. You can take the head off of this one. It has a swiveling cord attachment. And I don't know if you can take the bottom off.
Where does it vent? Is there a filter or anything on the paw print one?
Well, you know, it vents out the back.
Okay, so just keep that clean.
But the Kubia, it has a bottom where it says open. I can't open it. What do you mean open? I can make it click, but then it doesn't come off.
Well, don't break it. Don't break your new toys.
I'm using my very best. This little cheap little thing, it's a grabber. It is the best grabber.
Dollar store,
and it's wonderful. I have one in every room.
Our hands are money makers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners, and chunkers, and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now, okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that?
There is no definite winner-loser here, the way that I see it. This has the optional pin brush. It has a high and low setting, but, you know, low is so low. How low can you go and still be drying the dog?
I'm kind of a pedal-to-the-floor girl anyway.
Yeah. What pisses me off is that both of these advertise with small and large dogs. This one always shows up with a picture of a golden retriever and a kitty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. And I, you know, like, you would be all day doing a golden retriever with this. But I did use this brush yesterday, and I'm pretty much brushed out my small Maltese, who mats very easily. And by the way, I used the Hydra products from Brazil on the Maltese. And, you know, I'm going to say about the shampoos, the fragrance kind of leaves me meh. It's kind of meh. It doesn't repulse me.
Really? That's funny. I didn't like it either. That's why I'm laughing. And I complained to Barbara about it when I was using the shampoo. I was like, I don't like, smells like old lady permanent hair or something.
But the deep conditioning conditioner, it has really nice fragrance.
I agree.
And that conditioner worked wonderfully to get out her mats. She had tangles. She's got fine, porous hair. And her tail was like the last third of her tail was a single dreadlock. And I just brushed it out with this dryer as I dried it. And then I finished off with a little hit with a slicker. And we were good. So it's kind of boiling down to, I like this one the best. And Yvonne, the bather, who has to use it the most, she likes this one the best. So there you go.
I've got a question, because it's not always about functionality for me. Because I'm in a mobile, I have limited space available. So my question to you is, how does it compare to using the handheld dryer and a brush? Because I am really tight on space. So to add in another dryer that really doesn't blow as strongly or work as quickly because time is of the essence.
Here's the big difference between this form of drying. This dryer is going to take longer to use, maybe. But these dryers put the air right on the place where you're brushing. You don't have to adjust the dog. You don't have to adjust where the dryer is hitting. It's always drying directly where you're brushing. That's big. That's valuable. That even might be a time saver for people who are not good, like Yvonne is not good at placing the airflow right where she's brushing. And I'll go in there and see her, and she'll have the standing dryer blown on the back end of the dog, and she'll be combing out the front leg.
That's what happens to me when I use the stand. I have to hold it in my hand or else I find myself brushing in a spot that's not getting any air at all.
This is just like direct air directly to the spot you want to dry. And so I would say that in itself makes it worth a $25, $26 investment. That's not big. We can all afford that. And just have it as it's... Okay, so then the other thing about that, since this one is a little bit more noisy, that's important because we are using these handheld dryers on dogs that are afraid of the regular dryer.
And on their ears.
Yeah, and we're using it on their ears. So you might still have some resistance from the dog, but a lot less.
Okay. I might be able to find space for it in my tow vehicle.
I think you could. And then you would either love it and be really glad you got it, or you'll give it away at the roundup.
Yes, I've got a stack of stuff going with me.
at the next roundup, you know, like, and then somebody else will say, "Oh man, cool. I've been wanting to try one of these." And you can say, "Yeah, you got it. It's only $15.
Yeah, best thing ever. Here you go.
Best thing, here you go.
Oh, cool. So, Barbara, what's new over at show season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because show season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it. So we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about show season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in a shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool because they are also environmentally thoughtful, and they're trying to keep their local sources, and yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply. Okay, well, this has been great. This is the perfect amount of time for me to be able to finish editing the last podcast, which I have about 15 or 20 minutes, which is like an hour and a half, maybe more of editing to go on that one. And then I will edit this one and put it out in a podcast as well. But you can also see this on Facebook. It'll hang up there. And yeah, I think this worked out great. Thanks for thinking of this, Barbara. This was a good idea.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for all you do. That's what I love to hear. Thank you for all you do. Well, like what?
Like you were saying, I like the episodes to go out groomed, and it really bugs the crap out of me when I cannot get the audio levels to be the same. So I'm hoping that this magical recording it with a clean recording on each side and then sending it and mashing them up together will be the perfect solution for all of my audio nightmares.
Well, I'm so grateful that you're willing to go on this journey of audio editing. You know, I had an idea for your audio editing. I don't know if you want to go for this.
Yes.
One day a couple of weeks ago, we have quiet days and then we have not so quiet days. And we were having a not so quiet days and the dogs were in the back and there was a lot of kind of whining stuff going on. But there was so much difference. They sort of vocalized so many different phrases, different things, you know, and I thought, wow, I wonder what it would be like if I recorded these dog vocalizations and Susie edited it all together to be a song.
I feel a contest coming on. I feel it. I feel a contest coming on. We could do Name That Dog Bark. You could tell me what dog made the noise, right, secretly behind the scenes, and then we play the noise, and everybody has to guess what the breed of dog is. Has to be a purebred dog, so we can do it that way. What do you think? I think that's cool. I'm always looking for ways to give away stuff.
We can do that in individual clips. We'll collect a few, and then we'll collect a few, and then you can make a song. Okay, I'll play.
And I like it. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, I've got to go bake some cookies or buy some cookies or find some cookies along the way and head over to our big Halloween bash over at the Mobile Grooming Roundup today that we're going to do. I'm excited to do it. I'm really torn as to what costume to wear. It's such a decision. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's bail on this. Yeah, I think it worked out well. Thanks for being here, everybody. We really enjoyed doing these live things, and we'll try to do more of them in the future, especially if this all works out well. And we had a fairly good turnout over here on Facebook. Excellent job, Barbara. Happy grooming, everybody. See you next week.
Take care of yourselves. Don't get too stressed.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of The Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.